بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون. أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه says after they just ended with some janazah, the people that were around, he spoke to them. At first you will be grouped, and then there will be a darkness that will cover everybody. That's around the time that the believers will say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. Allah Ta'ala grant us a perfect nur. So then people will be blessed with nurs according to their deeds, according to their action. The whole place is covered in total darkness. Then they'll be grouped up, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. They'll be grouped up into three groups. One is Ashabul Yameen. Number two is Ashabul Mash'ama. People of the right hand, people of the left hand. And then As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon. Those that are foremost. Love of makers amongst them. Just to get into Jannah, that's great. But to get into the Sabiqoon, then it's just the grace of Allah Ta'ala. But now what makes you eligible to Sabiqoon as Sabiqoon? We like to be there, but what makes us eligible to that? So, the thing that creates that eligibility, that deserving, what Hadith says, the people that are foremost in good deeds. Namaz, they are foremost. In the front row, they are foremost. In managing the time, they are foremost. In abstinence and refraining from wrong, they are foremost. So in any good work, they are foremost. They are in front. So, what a blessing for those people that are foremost in everything. One person had seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream, and it was around a time that he had severed relationship with someone. So in the dream it was inquired of him that you have severed relationship with this person here. He said yes, he doesn't have a liking with my sheikh, so I have distanced myself. So it is brought to his attention, you considered the relationship with your sheikh, but did you consider the relationship that he has with me? That was serious, that there was a breakdown of relationship with you, with him and your sheikh. But did you consider the relationship that he enjoys with me? In the morning, this person is coming to meet that one. That person also saw some dream, he's also coming to meet. So these are the people that are foremost. Therefore the hadith says that that class of people will be foremost who accept the mistake readily. The words of the, in Arabic is different, but they accept the truth when it comes to them. And in English you explain the same thing, it would mean that they readily accept the mistakes. So, what a beautiful class of people, that when their mistakes are pointed out to them, then they make no stories. Straight away they accept the mistakes. It's good to work with them. رِذًا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَتَسْلِيمًا وَتَدْعِيفًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. For the pleasing of Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah Ta'ala, they just submit themselves and consider their own opinion to be weak, own reasoning to be weak. So it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. When it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, they subject themselves straight away, without any delay. They subject themselves, and they consider their own teaching to be incorrect or incomplete. Maybe I've considered some aspect, and the other aspect I have just neglected. So their own reasoning, they leave it aside. Ridan wa tasliman li rabbihim wa tad'ifan li anfusihim. So in all matters, if you want to apply our minds, our reasoning, then life will become miserable, the enjoyment of life becomes very less, and it crumbles apart. But for that moment we say, no, alright, I leave my thinking, I leave it for Allah Ta'ala. But now, then how do you make out that you are in conformity with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? So you must know, alright, I'm in conformity. And conformity with what? The وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Because there isn't anything greater than pleasing Allah Ta'ala. It's anything greater. رِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So when seeking the love, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest, then there must be an indication, a sign, that I am on that course or not. So now look at how this world operates, then you get an idea how to please Allah Ta'ala. This world, it works like this, that you hold yourself to the closest link. Not the distant link. The distant link you respect, you love, and you make dua, but you tie yourself, you bind yourself to the closest link. You got a great grandfather, right? A great great grandfather, say 20th generation, right? So you may talk good about him, respect him, but the obedience, the love, the respect that you show will be with the immediate link. Immediate link is father. And he is the 20th link. You respect, you show muhabbat, you make dua for the person. If you go past his grave, you read something. But the love, the obedience, the conformity, the respect that you will show to the immediate link will be different. Won't it be different? And say if it is the other way around, that you showed a lot of respect for the link on the top, on the 20th one, and this closest link, you ignored it, or you don't show it the level of respect, then there's something wrong. When Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah passed away, so Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah should encourage Nabai, now carry on with the work and get connected to Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah, because he's the second Amir of the Jamaat. And the people's reply is to be, hey, achhe aadmi, lekin Hazrat Maulana Ilyas jaisi baat nahi hai. He's a good person, but we don't see the same person in him as we see in Mullah Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Shaykh's reply is to be, bhai, you got this person here, respect him, unke baad to ye bhi nahi milega. What you got now, you appreciate. And after him, you won't even get this much. And this is a shaitanic way, shaitanic thinking, to deprive you from the past and from the present. Past is gone, right? And the present, so not like, Mullah Ilyas jaisi baat to hai nahi. We don't see the same things in him as we see in Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So it's another way of shaitan attacking you. So, when it's that person that just subjects himself, just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, aage peeche kuch nahi dekhta, he doesn't look at things, then it's a pleasure to work with the person. You can tell him what you want. And he's willing to conform, to agree, to accept. So isn't it a pleasure? So that means he's bonded very well. And otherwise he's not bonded so well. So if he's not bonded so well, so then it's going to be a delay. But now the delay is on his side. Why? Because he didn't give himself up. this is the thing that they say, fana. The same fana, I'm just giving you different words, but this is the explanation of fana. That fana means fana of your own rai, of your own thinking. Of your own reasoning, you gave up your reasoning, and you took on to that person's reasoning in the matters of your islah, reformation and correction. There's two things here. One is matters of your islah, reformation, correction, right? Your deen, right? And the other is, for example, the sheikh has got a certain mazhab that he follows, right? And you follow a certain mazhab. So you don't have to be following that mazhab. Sheikh, for example, is a Shafi and you are Hanafi. So you don't have to change your mazhab. You carry on, he carries on. Because that was not the reason that you had taken bi'at at his hands. Like, for example now, you need to see a dentist. Got a toothache, right? So will you make mashura with the sheikh? You don't make mashura with the sheikh. Whoever is more qualified in that line, you will refer to him. Alright, if that bond is too great, is too good, then because of the bond and the love, alright, sheikh, I'm going to this one here. So now that is just an additional bond. It's not a requirement. It's an additional bond. But that additional bond is because of the affinity. Like, as you are grown up, right? You grow up, and you're going to see a doctor, right? You're grown up, you're well, mature, everything is in place. So you don't see the need to tell your father that I'm going to see this dentist. Right? But if you do it, it's a mark of an additional affinity. The affinity is too strong. But even the small thing, let me tell him, you know? So you feel nice. Right? And the reason is that you get his dua, and you feel, no, he's my elder, let him know about it. I'll feel an additional happiness informing him about it. So it's not a requirement, but it's an indication of an affinity, a bonding that is very good. Right? On your side, what happens? On your side, kam se kam ek dua hi to mil jayega. You will get a dua. Because now this person is keeping such a bond, like a father-son relationship. So he's giving that love, so let me show him also. Let me respond accordingly. This path here is more about truth and honesty, how honest we are. See, I said, they accept the mistakes readily. No delay, no hesitation, no reservation. As the mistake is pointed out to him, and he accepts the mistake straight away. Let's relate two stories, right? One person is a Salafi, doesn't follow an Imam, right? So he's taken bayat at the hands of Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And after a few days into the bayat, now he comes to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, now Alhamdulillah, you know, now that I've taken bayat at your hands, so I've left out Rafa Yadain and Amin Bil Jahr. Before, I used to be raising the hands like how Shafis do, and I used to be saying the Ameen aloud like how Shafis do, right? But now that I've taken bayat at your hands, I left out all my own research, and I've adopted your way. I don't raise my hands, and I don't recite the Ameen aloud. Now, I explained just now that this is a part of truth and honesty. That's why Allah Pak says, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. He didn't say kunu ma'as salihin, he said kunu ma'as sadiqin. That is just honesty and truth that counts here. What's the level of the truth? What is the level of the honesty? That is the gauge. Now, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, now look at that answer. You can just judge the honesty and the truth from the answer of Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah says to him, see, if it is that was your research in the past, that's what you're finding, that this was the right thing according to the hadith, raising the hands and saying the Ameen aloud, right? And now your research has changed, your finding has changed, that this seems to be even more authentic, not reciting the Ameen aloud and not raising the hands, that seems to be more authentic, more reliable, that I got no problem. But if it is that you have moved on just because of me, then I don't want to assume responsibility for that. You can't be doing it just because of me. Now that's an indication of the man's being truthful. In India, the masna of Maulud is carrying on, right? And around, say, the 1305 or late 1200, 1305, 1310, 1320, this masna was carrying on. So in this, around this time here, the third principal of Darul Diyoban was Hafiz Ahmad Sahib, the great alim, of Hazrat Qayyat Ayyub Sahib's father. So around this time he sees a dream. Who? Hafiz Ahmad Sahib is seeing a dream. And in the dream he sees Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explaining to Hafiz Ahmad Sahib that baki is masle mein is qadar tashaddud karne ki zarurat nahi hai. There's no need for you to be so strong on this matter. Baki ulama ikram ne kuch ki injaish likhi hai, there is some scope here. You don't need to be so strong about it. So Hafiz Ahmad Sahib is telling Hadi Sahib rahmatullahi, humne koi gunjaish nahi dekhi, we haven't found any loophole in this. Our elders, our ulama are very strong on this, and we haven't found any type of relaxation here. Had we found a relaxation, we would have adopted it, but we don't find a relaxation in this masala. Hadith Sahib Rahmat Chal Zim, alright, agar میں رسول پاسم سے کہلوا دوں تو, if I get رسول پاسم to affirm and confirm what I'm saying, then Hafiz Sahib says then there's no need to then raise any objection, because رسول پاسم himself has confirmed it. When he's confirmed it, is there any need to take it further? There's no need to take it further. Just then رسول پاسم appears. When Rasulullah appears and the whole masla is presented before Rasulullah, so Rasulullah confirms what Hafiz Sahib is saying, Hafiz Ahmad Sahib is saying, that this is right, that there is no relaxation in this, this abstain, there is no relaxation. Now Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi is in a standing posture and he bows down and he says, Sahi wa Baja. About 7 times he said, Sahi wa Baja. What you're saying is exact. That means, the level of subjugation, of submission, was at such a high level, that even in his dream, when Nabi Sam is bringing it to his attention, then straight away, the immediate response is, Sahi wa Baja, Sahi wa Baja, Sahi wa Baja. This is exact, this is how it's supposed to be. So the relationship, this is how it grows. You have that affinity and that bond with the Shaykh. When you have made fana of your own thinking and reasoning, then that affinity builds up, progresses, and the same affinity you have with Rasul Pakistallah. So that is called now fana fir Rasul. So one is the fana fi Shaykh and then fana fi Rasul. When about 14 years ago when my father passed away, which year was that? Remember? You came to tell me then. Remember? Yeah. So about 13, 14 years ago, or maybe 15 years ago. So Yusuf Mutala from London, he got the news that father passed away. He gave the condolence. Mubarak, he got the 17th of Ramadan, etc., etc. So in that he told me that سم اپروکسیمیٹ ورڈز مبارک ہو کہ آپ کو فراف رسول حاصل ہے. سو یو پروگرس, یو پروگرس فرام فناف شیخ دین ٹو فناف رسول, دین فناف رسول مینس دین یو گاٹ نو کوالمز اینڈ نو ریزرویشن, جسٹ سبجیکٹنگ یور سیلف اسٹریٹ اوے. اٹس این امیڈیٹ, ہی ہیز ٹو جسٹ سے اٹ اینڈ امیڈیٹلی یو سبجیکٹ یور سیلف. He says it, this immediate you subject yourself straight away. See that? So this goes with a little bit of an exercise, a little bit of a pain. Your nafs, etc., you have to break the thing. To break it, you have to smash it down, you have to reduce it to nothing, and then that escalation comes. Everything now, it just comes. But you see that word that comes in the hadith, السابقون السابقون, when the mistakes are brought before them, they accept it readily. No. And then this was something unique with all the Sahaba Kiram, that the first word was the last word. Rasulullah did not have to say it for the second time. Laqit ibn Sabira, he says, I saw a man وَالنَّاسُ يَسْدُرُونَ مِنْهُ, people were referring to him and whatever he was saying they were taking it and going. So I said, I asked, اِعْهَدْ إِلَيَّ, give me some advice. That word ahad has got a lot of meaning, multiple meanings. One meaning is give me some advice. So Nabi Sallam's advice to him was, don't swear anybody. The word in Arabic is sometimes sab, sometimes shatam. That's the word for swear. But the swear doesn't mean the swear that we talk about swear. It means don't insult, don't be abusive, don't be aggressive. Right? That sab got a wide meaning. We translate it generally as gali bolna, and gali bolna we translate it as swearing, right? Being absolutely vulgar. But really, when you see the exact meaning of sab and shatam, it means don't be vulgar, don't be abusive, don't insult, right? He said, from that day, now I'm new in Islam, but from that day right till the end, I never saw a man, not a woman, not a slave, not even an animal. But you see how they took it? Tad'eefan li anfusim. They considered their thinking to be useless. My thinking, my reasoning is not right. What this man is saying is that, I'm going to just go with it. Then they didn't challenge it at all, not even mentally, but why do you have to say this to me? How come he says it to me? And you know, in the presence of everybody, he had to say me this. You would have told me on some other occasion. So he doesn't have a mental reservation as well. Now you say that person has got fanafi sheikh. Now you can say now he's escalating, he's moving up. But he's got that degree, or why did he pick me out? Why are you telling me this? I mean, no, that affinity is not there. See, that if that affinity is there, that affinity, that bond is there, then there is no mental or physical resistance. But if there is a physical and a or a mental resistance, that means that affinity is not like it's desired. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh sent one of his men to Raipur. That was his tarteeb. Hazrat Shaykh now is busy here, so now they need to move on, right? And now, Raipur is like a set khanqa, and he is not so well, he can't give that time. So, but this person needs to get working, and Sanpur now is teaching, he's looking to guests, ulama are coming and referring, right? So he can't dedicate his time towards the people that are coming for khanqa reasons. So many of them, he would send them to Raipur. So he sent one of his mutalliqeen to Raipur, so that Sheikh's murid now is there for some days in Raipur, and he's got a complaint. Complaint is now, here after Maghrib, straight away, still your short sunnahs and meals are being served. Right. After Fajr also is something else. So he's got a complaint now here. Wabin parne ka mauka nahi milta.
और इशराक भी पढ़ने का ठिकाना नहीं है, राइट, समथिंग दैट, समथिंग अप्रोक्सीमेटली. तो हज़रत शेख हर्ड अबाउट इट, दैट्स अ कंप्लेन, सो इट रीच्ड हिम ऑब्वियसली. सो इज आस्किंग मुफ्ती साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, इसका क्या करना है, व्हाट टू डू विद दिस पर्सन. यू कैन इमेजिन नाउ मुफ्ती साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह रीच सच अ पोजिशन दैट शेख इज कंसल्टिंग विद हिज मुरीद एज टू व्हाट इज टू बी डन टू दिस पर्सन हियर. सब से तो रहे कॉलिंग टू सांगपुर और उनको कहो कि तीन दिन तक यहां पर रहे, जितने तवाबीन वगैरह पढ़ना हो पढ़ते रहे, राइट, रीड ऑल द थिंग्स, रीड व्हाट ही वांट्स टू डू. और फिर वो सीधे वो चार महीने के लिए जमात में चले जाए, मतलब वो स्ट्रेट परफॉर्मेंस. तो ही मेट मुफ्ती रहमतुल्लाह निशेष मुफ्ती रहमतुल्लाह कि आपने तो मेरा जड़ काट लिया, यू कट मी फ्रॉम द रूट, cut me out from the root. So I said, I was considerate towards you, right? The actual response would have been, get out, move on. I said, oh, you stay here, don't mind, we give you another 3 days relaxation, and then go. Because you're not there still. You don't have the bond, you don't have that affinity. Now, some people are like, they got a lot of resistance within them. Why he said this? How can he tell me this? And what was the need to come and insult me like in front of everybody? So all these type of things are playing in their minds. When they play in their minds, the Shaykh also perceives this thing here, as this person here, I have to take him on a long journey, which was supposed to be covered in 5 minutes, now it will take me 5 years to cover the person. See that? Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi, he's working with one murid. And the murid is there for a year or more than a year, some years he's working there. He's doing all everything what he's supposed to be doing. And then, but he doesn't find the progress. So when he doesn't find the progress, so the Shaykh notices that this person doesn't have the progress. See, sometimes we think, no, I got khilafat, so I'm on now. But the khilafat is not an indication of progress. In most cases in this day, the khilafat is an indication or he has got the capacity to progress. Provided he works, right? Like the person is doing good in his kitabs, right? So, we gave him a certificate, alright, of, gave him a certificate that he has completed, right, the case. But that doesn't mean now that that's the end of education. What we have done to the person is, you have got that that capacity, that if you want to research, you want to do something further, you can do it. Now it's left to the individual, he's working hard, he's writing something, he's preparing certain notes, some tahqeeq, some research, etc. If he does those things, then will he progress. But now he says, no, I got my certificate, I'm finished now, so what I need to work now for? So all I need to do is now, set up all my kitabs in the lounge. Anybody comes there, they'll see, hey, mashallah, he read Bukhari Sharif, you got this one here, you got this Sharaya, mashallah. So, that's all I need to do. I don't need to do anything more. So the person that is working is different. And the person that is just doing it as a showcase for the lounge, or for himself, then he's different altogether. From his bachit, you know, from talk, discussion, when he's talking with the person, you size him up straight away. But you won't tell him anything. Because you don't want to hurt the person. And nor has he given yourself, he hasn't given himself entirely. So you don't see the need to tell him. If he had given himself, then one word was sufficient. But he hasn't given himself, then, see, it complicates things. So that first thing I explained, that the man accepts his mistakes readily. Readily accepts his mistakes. So he's got such a bond with his elder, he's got such a bond that is brought to his attention, straight away leaves it. Then no, not why, when, you see the Sahaba Kiram, and it's brought to the intention that wine is haram, right? Now, these people are so drowned in alcohol and in drinks, that there are about approximately 360 different varieties of drinks. Different occasion and a different drink, right? It's a party, so you got whiskey, huh? It's a year and so you got vodka. And it's a school day, so you got beer. So, and it's another occasion, you got cane spirit, right? So with all different varieties, different days at different times of the year, right? So these people are drinking like fish, right? But one single command of Rasul-e-Pak-Sallam, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَجْزَامُ وَالْرِجْسُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. And the immediate response was, إِنْتَهَيْنَا, إِنْتَهَيْنَا, إِنْتَهَيْنَا. Straight away. When they were drinking like fish, right? And this one single announcement of Rasulullah had to be issued. And they said, إِنْتَهَيْنَا, إِنْتَهَيْنَا, إِنْتَهَيْنَا. We have left it straight away. And then when Rasulullah is starting, he starts from his home. That's another miracle itself. He starts from his immediate folks, right? He says, you see, on the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah or Hajj, or the Hajj al-Wida, that kullu riban mawdu'un tahta qadami. Riba and interest, I have totally annihilated, finished them. وَأَوَّلُ riban, riba Abbas. And the first riba that is still outstanding, right, is my dear uncle's riba that is outstanding, right. He has to receive so many millions, but I'm cancelling it now, from now. But now when he's starting it off, he's starting it off here. Can you see that? When he's got a right for a diyat, blood money, he's got a right for that. So what have happened in the past, and I'll be cancelling it. And the first one to be cancelled is the one that's connected to my family. We have got the right to demand 100 camels, we've got it. But that was in the past, we're cancelling it. Whatever happened in the past, so we're cancelling it. Now we're starting off a new leaf. But when they start of a tomb. See, this manne ka jazba nahi hai. Manne ka jazba khatam ho raha hai. There's no... So to get this manne ka jazba, until we don't get it, then the woman also won't get it right. See, we don't get it right, we become independent in our thought. So what happens to the woman? The woman also become, they have that type of tendencies, independent. So I say, right, in many movements, it's nice for them to just conform to the usul of the Jamaat. I mean, especially when it relates to working amongst the public, right? One is an individual case. An individual case, you work with your sheikh. But general matters, when it's to do with the public, right, then it's nice to see what is the Jamaat usul. It's nice to see what is Jamaat usul, conform, because it's tried and tested. Over so many years, they perfected it, they kept on working on it, kept on modifying it, or they've come to a level, right? That is those that are adhering to the principle. You'll find in every group, there are those that conform, those that are not concerned about conforming, right? So even in this woman issues, there is a lot of protocol. The protocol in the Jamaat now, in woman issues is, that if they're doing some work, like for example, they're having talim, right? Or there's a Mastura Jamaat coming out, then they mustn't take the decision. They will refer it to the local mashwara via their mahram. Like it's the husband or their brother, they will relate it to the husband and the husband will bring it to the mashwara. Can you see? Is there any element of fitna? Because it's going to be passed on to the husband. Husband is not going to take a decision. He'll bring it to the mashwara. The mashwara will decide and then bring it back to the Jamaat. Bring it back to the woman. So is there any element of fitna? Now minus that, this tartib, this sequence, this protocol, what happens? Then what happens after that is that women become independent. They have an independent attitude. Now what happens with that independent attitude? Then a group of women want to go to Turkey, we're going. We can go, what's wrong? You know, it's a Muslim country and we're going to explore, see our brothers there, our sisters there, what's wrong in an independent attitude? So you see that what happens, that independent attitude, and this is what our elders are bringing into us, that we don't have that independent attitude. We keep ourselves subjected. We are in Deoband, so one of the senior ustads, Miraj al-Haq sahab, who taught Hidayah Akhirin, it's a difficult kitab to learn and to teach. So he was there teaching it right from Umarji sahib's time till our time. So all of them showed a lot of respect and regards to Mustafa rahmatullahi. So one day he comes to Mustafa rahmatullahi, he says, whilst we are there, he says, in talaba ke andar itni kami hai ke wo mustaqil mizaj rakhte nahi. The problem with the students is they don't have any independent thought. In other words, he's alluding that they must have an independent mind. You know, you can take decisions, independent thought. So Mustafa's immediate response was, but hum yahi chahte hai ke unke wo mustabid bir rai na ho. They don't have an independent mind. They keep themselves subjected, subdued. That's what we're working towards. Now subjugation is to which point? There must be a point that you keep yourself subjugated. As Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Sahib says, that, you know, my father kept me as a prisoner. That's the words. Like asir ki tarah se. Qaydi ki tarah se rakha. He kept me like a prisoner. Every small thing I must ask him, refer to him. I can't do my things independently. On one occasion he says, I wrote a letter to one of the buzurgs of the time, on a Raipuri sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. I wrote a letter. Now, can there be a greater thing than writing a letter to a great buzurg of that time? Now his father is around, and his father's response was, abhi to baba hayat hai, aur abhi tak, abhi se tune istiqlal ke jhande ko buland kar diya. Your father is still around, and you hoisted the flag of independence. See what he's saying? He says, I only understood the mystery unfolding after years in my life, what my father was saying. Immediately at that age, I couldn't understand the mystery, I couldn't understand the wisdom, but years later on, then I understood what he was getting at. But now, you see this, making that mizaj, making that zen, how long it takes. He says, thereafter, after I progressed, right, and my father felt now, now I'm alright. Now he says, now if you do something independently, it's alright. Not everything, but now you do something independently. So, Shaykh says that then I asked, but why are you depriving me now from consulting and referring to you? I got my father, then why must I do things independently? Now he's turned the whole thing around. So his father explains, see this, we keep you as a captive, until and unless your nisbat is not strong with Allah Ta'ala. Once the thing is very strong, very, very strong, that means you have passed all the protocols. Now when you pass all the protocols, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will guide you. Now you don't need me so much. Until that point that your nisbat is not very strong with Allah Ta'ala, your bonding is not so strong with Allah Ta'ala, until that point you need to keep consulting, ask, find out. But now you're so strong you are, right, that now you have reached a point that فَكَادَ يَدُهُ الَّتِي فَكَادَ يَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهِ, as though Allah Pak becomes his hand. Allah Pak becomes his tongue. See, hadith it comes, like as though Allah Ta'ala becomes his hand. So, he's just a front. It is Allah Ta'ala that is directing him. The example they give is of a hunting dog, right? Right. So the prey that the hunting dog catches, you say is halal, right? So you sent فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ وَاسْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. So whilst it's pursuing, it's giving the chase, right, it's possible that it kills it, right? It pushes it down, and it will try to throttle the thing, to kill the thing, or to subdue the thing. Right? But it's possible that before the master comes in, that animal must have been killed. But all the ulama-i-kiram are saying that if it was a well-trained dog, then that prey that he's been hunting is halal. But at which point will you say that this dog is really a hunting dog? At which point will you say that this thing now is qualified to be a hunting dog. So they give about 3-4 conditions. One is this, that when you're releasing the dog, then you are taking the name of Allah, Bismillah. Right? Number two, it will just move according to your instructions. Right? It won't do anything on impulse. You know, one is that animal is chasing, is giving the chase, but it's giving the chase on impulse. It saw an impala or a duiker and it's immediate impulse. So it's not giving the chase on impulse. Rather, it's waiting for the instruction of the master. Once the boss has given the instruction, it's gone. Now, how do you make out now that really this thing is subdued to the instruction of the master? So he says, what he'll do, how you train it up. As you're training the thing, and it's giving the chase, it's almost within range, just one shot, and it'll get the thing. And the boss calls it back, come back. Now, imagine how close, it's about 3 meters away. And one jump and one leap, you'll get it. But at that crucial point, the boss calls it back. When the boss calls it back, it immediately goes back. So now the thing is not acting on impulse. So actually it is the boss, and the dog is just the front. So similarly, when you are progressing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though then you are just the front, then it is Allah Ta'ala that is directing you. You see that how this... But what a change it makes, what a difference it makes, minus this, that animal is haram. With this training, now that animal that was haram, now it becomes halal. You see that? فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ وَاسْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. You see that? So, the one sign of the sabiqoon as sabiqoon is, they accept the mistakes readily, straight away, and they will accept the mistakes. Straight away. I know a lot of people came here, right? Came when. But sometimes I marvel at them, you know. There's people here, and what a capacity Allah Pak has given them, right? One person came here, I won't mention his name, but he used to be smoking like a chimney, you know. 70, 80 cigarettes a day. So one day out of curiosity, I asked him, how you manage that? Because for me now, you know, it takes you 1 hour to take one. I said, well, hey, forget all that. But we don't need to light the second one. Because the first one, as it's ending, that thing is lighting the second one. It's like a chimney carrying on, chain reaction. Eating also, toilet also, bathroom also, hey, how they're managing, Allah Pak knows. But he says that one meeting, you know, I told him, two things I told him, see, you read Durood Sharif, right? You know, what a gift of Allah Ta'ala is, it is that Allah Pak is allowing us to make a gift to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what a horrible thing it will be that you're gifting it with such a smell. You know, he's giving it, because Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name is so pure and clean, it's so great, right? Forget the personality, even his name is so great, that even if you wash our mouths with rose, you know, and saffron a million times over, we're not in that position to take the name. But it is the mercy and the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, take my name and our reward, right? And then we saying the name of Rasulullah Paksam with this type of a mouth, right? And I did it just to make it more graphic to him, ask him, see for example now, it is your wife, it's smoking, right? And now, we're going to be intimate at some point, right? The lips are going to meet or something, right? And then, that all that tobacco, Stuyvesant is coming to your mouth. How do you feel? He said, hey, that point, he said, hey, bro, I gave it up. And truth is, what, from that point, never smoke. You never smoke. Because it's one... But then I said, I marveled, what I envied in him, perhaps the love of Nabi Sallam was so great in his heart, when he heard the name, he said, no, I can't carry on with this thing here, just abandon straight away. So some people have that capacity, the capacity is too great, they just need to be started, start them off, and just taking on. Like as though it's a petrol, they got the capacity, they got the potential, but just set it alight and see, they can overtake you as well. So this is the first indication, first sign that they accept the mistakes readily. تَدْعِيفًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ As though they feel, no, our thinking, our reasoning is not right. Our elder, and his reasoning is right. Maybe I'm missing out one point here, there. I don't see it right. But that is if you treat the sheikh as a sheikh, then it works out right. One youngster is now studying his kitab, right? And there's a call for jihad. So now he's fired up. Youngsters like it, right? They will do something first, and then they will think. So now, he's heard the call for jihad, and he's all up in arms, ready, you know, to go, to charge. But he says, no, I got a sheikh, let me go and consult with him. I know this is masnoon or sunnat or mustahab, right? But I got a sheikh, the right thing is to consult with him before I take the step. I mustn't do things on impulse. So outwardly it may seem to be a mustahab, it may seem to be a sunnat, but the right procedure is to consult, to ask. So the sheikh told him, see, approximately all the imams are saying that studying takes preference to jihad, where it is sunnat at the level of sunnat or mustahab, then learning and teaching takes preference to this. One is when jihad is compulsory, right? Then you don't need anybody's permission, not fathers, not mothers, not wives, not child, nobody's permission. But when it's not at that level, then learning and teaching is more virtuous than participating in jihad. Then the sheikh told him, see, this, what's crossing your mind is a shaitanic whisper. And he didn't ask the sheikh because he says, no, I must listen to the person. But the sheikh would understand, alright, this type of thoughts will pass the mind. The sheikh tells him, see, what thought he's injecting in your mind. So you see, the studying, learning and teaching, it's a long, long path, right? First, to break the mind, to get the kitab right, to master the thing, then to make a research at times, then to find suitable answers, then to go and teach all that. It takes a lot of time. Just to learn, it takes about 7-8 years. Then to master the kitab, another 10 years. Then to be in the field all the time, you know, looking for solutions and answers for people all the time. Then so much of time it takes. And here I'll go in jihad, 1-2 strokes, I'll go into the thick of the battlefield, I get shot, gone to general straight. So that's the whisper that the nafs is putting into you. This is a shortcut. You don't want to go through the elaborate path, see. So he said, you take a shortcut, you go there. So we will not doubt that the person will go to Jannah. But is that the better thing? Is this the better thing? Or that the better thing? When the call is compulsory, obviously you have to go. مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ That's now a general call. In Tabuk now it's a general call, all and sundry had to participate. So then nobody was exempt, everybody had to participate. And then, under normal circumstances, then مَا كَانَ مِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً Then it's not right for Muslims to all go at one time. So you need two parties of Muslims. One is going out, and one is looking at the local affairs. Learning, teaching, understanding, getting a good command of deen, right? Looking at the internal affairs. So one will be the external affairs, one will be the internal affairs. Now if everybody goes out, who will look around for the internal? The service to the Muslims in that place, who's going to do it? Everybody goes out. So there's two different commands. Now that is why you subject yourself to a senior. Now you didn't subject yourself to a senior. One thought came, this hadith, and this is a sawab, so let me go. But now you see what's going on in your mind. So the need to subject yourself. And this is what the hadith is saying, sabiqoon as-sabiqoon, this is the first. That when your mistake is brought to your attention, then you're accepting it straight away. Then you're not dilly-dallying, you're not delaying it, you're not offering any type of resistance. One person comes to the Mawlana Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. That was the zamana of Nawabs, right? Now the Nawabs now, they're extremely wealthy. They got, at any given time, there were about 15, 20 khadims working for them. I know in Dioban, right, we get a small allowance, but we could afford to keep one khadim for a person. The wage structure was so small there, right, and our allowance, according to our standard, was big. So even every student could manage to keep a khadim. So you can imagine a Nawab now, 20, 30 khadims to keep, it's like a joke for them. So he's writing a letter to Hazrat Mawlana Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he says, I need to come to the Khanqa for my Islah, and I'll come alone, I'll come without a khadim. I'll do all my work my own self, with my own hands. No khadim, I'll come and stay here for my Islah, for my reformation. No khadim, I won't keep any person to it, no attendant. Now, it's nice to see what was the reply of Hazrat Mawlana Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He says, you're coming here for your Islah, right? You're coming here for your reformation, but under your conditions, as though you're going to be the boss here. You're coming here for your reformation under your conditions, right? You'll come here, you'll come and as per my instructions, and you'll come with the khadim. Now see how he turned around. Now, on the surface it looks so nice. Hey, this Nawab now, you know, such a wealthy person can afford to keep 30, 40 khadims at one stroke, right? And he's coming here to do his Islah, and such a humble person, not keeping any attendant with him. It looks so nice. But Mawlana turns the whole thing around. He says, no, you come here, you come as per my instruction, and you keep one khadim. Because this minute, subtle tricks of shaitan, this we understand. So shaitan will put this thought in his mind at that time. See, what a humble person you are. You came here to the Khanqa. What a pious person you are. No khadim, no attendant, whereas you can afford to keep 30, 40 khadims at one time, any given time. And you came here so humble. So won't you become a victim of nafs, shaitan, and your own self? And then when you became a victim of your own nafs, is your Islam and reformation done? But now, who's going to pick out this type of subtle problem? Who's going to pick it out? So, to accept your mistakes readily, totally. Number two, the second condition is, when you are asked to discharge a right, you discharge it straight away. You ask to discharge a right, then you discharge it straight away. Now, you shout at someone, right? And you feel that you went a little bit off the mark. Over the mark, right? Shouted him. Or you gave him a shot. Immediately you realize, I overstepped the mark. When you realize that you overstepped the mark, then what is the immediate response? What is supposed to be? Then straight away you tell him, see, the way I treated you, you treat me straight away. So that is the person now, sabikun or sabikun. When he's asked to fulfill a right, an obligation, then he fulfills it straight away. We think today, the fulfilling of the obligation is to take the wife for a ride on a Sunday. Take her here, take her everywhere, fulfill the ride. But it's no obligation. Whether they're listening on the transmitter or not, what is right must tell them. Otherwise, they'll go do their own things. When they'll do their own things, they'll get lost. They need to understand, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً Man has got a degree of excellence over them. Right? Now, you allow yourself to be subdued, that's not humility. So why Allah kept you in the driving seat? وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً He's kept you in the driving seat to see that everything is well maintained. Everything is in the control. That's why he kept you in the driving seat. Now you became the passenger. Is that right? The other woman says, now alright, from a I won't tell you the town, right? But somewhere, northern Natal somewhere, right? Now, there is a nikah now. So the run-up to the nikah. So the run-up to the nikah is very woman giving talks, right? The woman will come. Mrs. Timor will come to give a... She's an alima now. She's giving to give a talk. So now, to make it more exciting, Mrs. Timor will say, or alima Timor will say, every person that's coming to the class, she must pay 500 rands. People are coming. It's not that... So in one sitting, 1 hour, 5 grand, 5,000, see that? I ask you now, just for your understanding and for my understanding, if Tabligh Jamaat people said every talk now, anybody comes to the talk, 200 rand. Huh? In one talk, well, Qatar will be a billionaire, multi-billionaire, billionaire. 10,000 people coming here. Now you do the maths now. 10,000 times 200 rand. You give them a discount, you know. There's 500 rand, give him a discount, right? 60%, right? Kya hoga? One talk is enough. And I ask him, deen will spread. Deen won't spread. Your money will come, your money accounts will come up, but then deen won't spread. Why? The element of ikhlas is out. Because now, if she is in northern Natal somewhere, and she hears that there's only one girl going to come for the talk, she will come. You know, 500 rand, only one person going to come. What's the use? I ask you, is that element of ikhlas. So why Allah made you a man? Made you a man, so you being the driver, you the pilot, you the manager, you the captain, understand what's going on.
Allah,
they will be weak, and they'll jump to conclusions immature. So why Allah kept you there?
Allah
put a message there.